going to run into this sort of thing again? He stared at me for half a minute. Then he asked, how did we get surprised like this? He used that juniper tongue. I shrugged. Don't ask me. I chose Forsberger because I didn't know the other well enough. I was busy carrying the standard, meaning I was cut off from smoke most of the time these days for what he considered sufficient reason. He was going to have to count on one eye to provide his warnings. Shit, he said, without much venom. Goddamn shit. Don't get clever with. A grand shriek rolled across the lake. Lady's troops loosed a furious barrage at something that darted up from the island and raced away southward. Croker grunted. The Howler. We got them scared now, boss. The Shadow Master is sending the big boys out to play. Croker showed me a twitch of the lip. Not much. His sense of humor had gone to hell lately. Maybe he lost it when he was Soul Catcher's prisoner. Or maybe when he came back to find out that he was a father, but chances were he would never see his kid. Howler escaped. We stood down eventually, but hardly anyone got any more sleep. Chapter 16. Dawn did come. It found our dead already burned or buried by soldiers who'd been unable to sleep. I didn't have to look at one tormented face. There was no shortage of tormented landscape. It looked as though small lightnings had been on a year-long rampage around the lake. Already some of the more daring troopers were down at the water's edge collecting dead fish. Of the things that had attacked us, there was no trace at all. Croker suggested, you might spend a little more time with smoke. Which, of course, was more than a suggestion, though given reluctantly. He'd given up counting on one eye for anything but grief. I glanced around. My in-laws were nowhere in sight. I told him, one eye did send warning. It wasn't what I'd call timely. It must have taken Howler and Long Shadow days to set last night up. We should have been ready. Maybe not being ready will work out for the best, though. Why? How? If we'd ambushed their ambush, they would have started wondering how we knew about it. The way it worked out, they'll just sit around cussing Lady for thinking ahead. You got a point, but I still want a little more warning. Just don't go getting hung up on ghost walking. What about the standard? I don't know where Sleepy is these days, and there isn't another sworn brother handy. Nobody who wasn't company was going to touch our most holy of relics. The standard, actually the lance from which the standard hangs, is the only artifact we have which has remained with the company since its beginnings. The oldest annals have all been recopied time and time again, undergoing translation after translation. Croker told me, I'll manage it. You get sick and have to ride for a while. He did, and I did. Wearing his full Widowmaker armor, he became terrible to behold once he took up the standard. A dark aura seemed to envelop him. Much of that had to do with spells Lady had built into and onto the armor, layer after layer, for years. Even though Widowmaker was pure, powerless invention, the vision was supposed to suggest something way beyond the ordinary, was supposed to stir the observer's superstitions. So was the Lifetaker character Lady had created for herself, but hers had grown into its legend, or had been something more than invention to start. When Lady donned that armor, she resembled one of the avatars of the goddess Kina. Some of her